KTBB News Time, 7:53, 74 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview. Folks, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Chief, I should begin with some job security here and let you know officially that I do not share Johnny Paycheck's opinion.
That is good to know, Jeff, because we like having you around. You do a nice job. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. In 1982, I got my first job as a radio station general manager at KATT, Rock 100, The Cat in Oklahoma City. The station's format was what was then called album-oriented rock, or AOR. The playlist was anchored by bands like Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Journey, Metallica, and Van Halen. The core audience was 18 to 24-year-old males. Now, that core was both a blessing and a curse. A blessing in that those young guys listened in huge numbers, making the station a perennial ratings leader. But a curse in that among 18 to 24-year-old males, there are a lot of what we call headbangers, guys for whom beer, weed, and rock and roll tended to crowd out the education and employment that would make them top prospects for a broad range of advertisers. So, we looked to expand our base on the margins. We curated our playlist with surgical precision to make the station as palatable as possible to older listeners and to female listeners. But one day we took it too far. When Prince's album Purple Rain was topping the charts, we decided to add to the playlist When Doves Cry, the number one single from that album. And the phones exploded. Yes, Prince was huge, but not to committed rock and rollers. They were furious. To those hardcore rockers, we had broken faith. I learned something that day. Yes, do whatever you can to expand the base, but always, always, always respect the core. Cracker Barrel just learned this lesson, as did Bud Light and Gillette before them. Cracker Barrel's core customer is mostly Southern, mostly non-urban, mostly white, and mostly working class. They're less likely than the population as a whole to have a college degree and more likely to work in a blue-collar job. They're also likely high-index MAGA voters. When I look at Cracker Barrel CEO Julie Fells Masino, I can imagine that she's quietly embarrassed by that fact. Likely none of her social circle votes MAGA, the same for her family. So, like Alyssa Heinerscheid, the marketing genius in Anheuser-Busch, who decried that Bud Light drinkers were too fratty, Ms. Masino sought to change Cracker Barrel's image. Now, the irony here is rich. Working class, high school educated voters, you know, the people who grow our food, fix our machines, pick up our trash, and serve in our armed forces, were at one time the very backbone of the Democratic Party. But elite, Ivy-educated coastal liberals, taking the core of their party for granted, began pushing transgenderism and globalization and open borders and no cash bail and a long list of other lunacy. And then along came Donald Trump to gobble up that taken-for-granted core, totally transform the Republican Party, and crush Democratic Party dominance that had prevailed since the 1930s. A Cracker Barrel this week backed off amid massive backlash, they learned. But Democrats at their national meeting in Minneapolis this week doubled down on bashing Donald Trump and, by extension, their erstwhile core voters. Democrats may never learn. Fine, let's pray they don't. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, now, if you're not planning to go watch high school football this evening, I have another thing you can do. After work today, head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. Here's the plan. Go first to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. As always, tell them I sent you and your first taste goes on my tab. Find the wine you like and then grab a glass or a bottle. Go next and get a light bite to eat. There are plenty of choices, but I can tell you, they make a grilled cheese sandwich that is absolutely world class. Now, with all that in hand, repair to the patio, overlooking the beautiful, gently rolling vineyard. If it's raining, as may be the case tonight, so much the better. You'll be covered, and a vineyard in the rain is a balm to the spirit. Relax, enjoy, you will thank me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's always more at KIEPERSOL.com, KeepersOL.com.